now, Lifestyle with Patty Mack on CFAX 1070.
Good afternoon, everybody. It's great to be here with you every Saturday from 1 to 2. I'm Patty Mack, and this is Lifestyle. Today on the show, our first guest is going to inspire you. He is a husband, a father of three. He's a coach, an author, a motivational speaker, a gold medal or a silver medalist, a Grey Cup winner twice, and he's my friend. How are you, Bob Molly?
Thank you very much. You're fantastic. Actually, I'm alive, so it was always a good day, Patty. At my age.
Bob Molly is something else. I met Bob through the Mount Doug Rams football. He is a coach on the team and a mentor and has really changed things up for the Rams. And I met him at a gathering, and he asked me about our son Sheldon and what his goals and what he wanted and how he was coachable. And all I wanted to do was get Shell through math. And I didn't see that big picture, and I didn't really understand it. And now Shell's at UBC, and so many of the kids Bob has been involved in have gone on to great stuff, and a lot of it has been his mentoring and making people come rise to the challenge. How do you do it, Bob?
I don't think it's so much me, but thanks for the plug. But I think it's a great, as you know, the program's been running. They've won the championship, the last 3 years, so I'm just happy to go for the ride. It's a great group, and that's all started with Mark Townsend. And Mark had started the program, and I'm just, he had recruited me to come coach with them too as soon as I moved to the island, and we'd played college together too. And so it's never one thing. I think it's a combination. There's never one silver bullet, I guess you'd say, but the combination of we work with the kids, you know, that it's all volunteer based. Mm-hmm. And one of the things I do, I guess default, I'm very spoiled. I got some great kids to work with. What makes it in? The parents are very supportive. So the whole gang, it makes it so much easier.
Well, but I think you give back, though, too, Bob. And there's a lot of other kids that may fall through the cracks. And I think you see that and you step in and help them. Let's go back, though. I know Mark Townsend is a wonderful person and a great coach of the Rams. And you guys were in football. You were at SFU. Take us back a little bit to your history and the wrestling and the medals. And tell people a little bit about you. Do some bragging.
I don't know if I can tell those stories if there's a family channel here.
Yeah, it is.
Patty, the biggest thing, I guess, I'd moved away. I was one of four boys that grew up in Saskatoon, Saskatchewan, and my dad and mom are still alive, thank goodness, in Saskatoon. Oh, wow. Dad's a retired policeman, city policeman. Mom's a retired nurse. And I think I got a relative in every little town in Saskatchewan. And the very fortunate thing, I got recruited by I was wrestling at the Canadian Wrestling Championships. They happened to be hosted in Saskatoon, Saskatchewan. Never forget this story. And I have, you know, every family member and their dog and their relative out to watch me wrestle. And I make it to the Canadian Championship or the final. And I actually lose to a guy by the name of Nick Kaniski.
Oh.
And his dad was Gene Kaniski.
Yes,
I didn't know who Gene Kaniski was at the time.
I do.
Oh, I didn't know it at the time. And this guy come up to me, and embarrassing as that, he walks up to me in the shower. You can imagine, I don't want to talk to this guy. Not only that, he walks over to me naked and looks at me, and he kind of goes, Patty, he looks at me, and he's got these eyes. And he stands there, and he shakes my hand. He says, great match. And I'm just kind of, you know, what are you doing over here? I don't even want to talk to you. I just lost you, right, in the national championship. When we were 18 years old, and he walked over and he says, how about you and I train together? I just started my first year at SFU, and he says, I'd love you to come out and train with me at Simon Fraser. What do you think about moving to Simon Fraser with me? And that's where that started. And my first introduction was to a guy by the name of Gene Kaniski. And I didn't know, I'd never heard of the man before. And everybody goes, you don't know Gene.
Well,
I don't know.
BC, we watched him every Saturday.
Yeah, but no one knew. I didn't know him at the time. So guess what happens next, Patty? I walk into that house in the summer before school starts. And he took me in every summer. And we used to sit in between semesters and everything else. And he was like my second father. And the first thing he did, he sat me down and he goes, what are your goals? And I'm just like getting interrogated. I'm scared, actually, to say it. And, you know, I'd like to win the national championship, you know, and plus the Suns right there, too. And what else? And he says, well, we were talking about play, you know, I wanted to play ball at Simon Fraser and go play pro and win a Grey Cup. You go, great, we're going to take on the world. We're going to win the world championship, and then we're in this, and then we're going to in freestyle wrestling, and then we're going to go win a couple Grey Cups. Sound good, Bob? Let's go. And I was just like, oh, what did I just say? You know what I mean?
So is he's your original mentor. Everything he just said is stuff that I've heard you say.
Yeah, oh, big time. So you know how someone just changes is, I guess, the best word. I change my context. And so, and that's what I dare do with kids. I just change the context. No different than your son, right?
So you won a silver medal in wrestling?
In 84 Olympics. And, but he was, you know, I was talking about winning a Canadian championship, and all I do is really change people's context. I said, why don't you take on the world? Why don't you take on this? It was kind of like sitting down with Sheldon and said, Sheldon, why don't you go get it? You got good enough talent. I just watched your reflexes. I watched this. I watched your instincts. I watched this. And that's when I walked up to you and I said, Sheldon, why don't you go get yourself in the weight room? Why don't you start doing this, nutrition-wise, this? Why don't you go get yourself a scholarship and have some fun out there?
And that's what they've done. It's amazing. And they always like your post them as get in the gym. Get to the gym.
and so I guess it goes back to, and Gene taught me these things, so I need to be very clear with you. I'm the biggest thief in the world. All I've done is stolen ideas that people have passed on to me. I've had great mentors and great coaches all along the thing, and it just blossomed for me. And the next thing I know, I'm the only person in the world who's got an Olympic medal and a Grey Cup. And all I do is I get to go around, you know, certain places in the world and teach other people how to change their context. And
that's so cool. And, Bob, you were a lot bigger guy, though. You were an OL guy?
Yes, I was about, I could dip the Toledo's probably about 300 pounds when I retired, yes.
Wow.
But I wasn't allowed in the house. Karen wouldn't allow me in the house at 300 pounds anymore, so she sent me out on a jogging trail every day after that. And now I go back and I get down to 220 pounds at 225 on my way down there, and then I get too skinny sometimes and feel like people have asked me if I got my cancer treatment program, so sometimes I get too light. And
you have to get some weight on you.
Yeah, I drop the carrots sometimes, Bob.
Yeah, so, and you wrote a book then, Get Comfortable Being Uncomfortable. And what does that mean?
Well, it was, I guess I peel the onion back a little more than most, Patty, especially my clients. I get to go speak, and I'm actually in Mexico City twice this month here speaking, but people just want to change their lives, and they don't know how. And the biggest thing I do is I like to have one-on-one interviews. I have clients that I've been fortunate enough to work with all over the world, so I get to ask all the crazy questions. And the biggest thing I wanted to know was why people weren't going after what they wanted to do in life, you know, what makes you happy. And it's amazing how many times I ask that question, where I just say, what makes you happy? And people come back at 40, 50, 60 years old, and they say, I don't know.
And it's true, Bob, at every stage, and being uncomfortable is part of it if you want to do a change, whether it's what you do, public speaking, or being on the radio, whatever it may be, or playing football, there is uncomfort, and you have to push through that.
It is, and what we've kind of done by advertising everything else, we're kind of taught to be in a comfortable stage, and I'm the opposite. I'm putting it into an uncomfortable stage. Well, Bob, I want to do this, but, well, let's go do it. So I'm kind of like an accountability coach for them. I said, this is what makes you happy. Let's go do it, right?
And it's so true. And, you know, finding your passion, I know in your things you say, not the what, the why. Why do you want it? How does that work?
Well, I always, one of the things I got told really at a young age, I didn't really understand it, to be very honest, was exactly what you just said about goal setting. And I found out how many people failed at it. You know what I mean? You saw that New Year's resolution thing happen in January, and everybody would recite their goals, and then it turned around. And I guess a common occurrence, I guess, would be, Patty, I'm a Y member, so I go to the Y all the time. I have been a Y member for years. It doesn't matter if I lived in Calgary, where I've last moved from, here at the, I've always been a Y member. I love the people down there and everything else. But in January 1st, guess what happens to all gymnasiums?
They're packed.
Right? They're packed. All the New Year's resolutioners come in, right? And I just would like to, you know, peel back the onion a little harder than most. I'd want to study it. And I go, how come for, like, beginning of the year, January, and I remember the numbers that used to come in gymnasiums, fitness facilities in January. And I was just absolutely amazed. And by the, you can't even find a spot to lay down and do a sit-up in the gym sometimes in January. And then by the third week of January, guess what?
Empty.
Back down to normal again, right? And everybody's seen it over and over again. Every year we get this huge influx of people in January, and then it dies off. And I always, my question was, why?
Yeah.
Right? And I had studied in Eastern philosophy, and it's been dating back thousands of years, and most of my research comes from that. And in there they always talk about the highest order was the will to do it. And I'm just converting it back to English for you, but they always just said, what is the reason you're doing it? Why are you doing it?
Right.
And so I always kind of, I sort goals out a little different than most people. So I'll ask a kid, I'll pull him to the side, and I'll drill him. And I, you know what, I'm kind of got that personality where I'll turn around and I'll call somebody out. And I said, why are you doing that? Or my question I like to ask is, how bad do you want it?
People avert Bob's eyes when you're out because they know you're going to get the tough questions. We're in 2 minutes. Come back with Bob. We're going to ask about happiness, the glass being half full. More advice from Bob Molly in 2 minutes.
Rain, sun, snow. We get it right with an accurate forecast. If it's happening, it's here. Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070.
The all-new 2015 Camry is arriving at Metro Lexus Toyota early November. It's longer and wider with a lower center of gravity for an all-new exciting driving experience. Its bold new styling and aggressive stance says, come drive me. And with Metro Lexus Toyota's year-end countdown, you can take advantage of savings up to $7,500 on select 2014s and 0% on select models. Come see the redesigned Camry at Metro Lexus Toyota.
Metro Lexus Toyota!
Douglas, across from Mayfair.
A good man is fighting for his life, so let's help. Hi, I'm James Ball, and this is an invite to a shindig. We're calling it F Cancer Embrace Life for Mike Lawless, a fundraiser for Mike, his family, and Cops for Cancer. A night of comedy, music, food, a silent auction, socializing with cool people, and more. It's Friday, November 14th at the Da Vinci Center in Vic West. Tickets are $100 each, and you can buy them right here at 1420 Broad Street or online at eventbrite.ca. Mike is fighting the big C. We're going to fight for him. See you there.
This is Julie Skinner from Vision Travel inviting you to take an inspiring journey through the majestic Canadian Rockies on board the award-winning Rocky Mountaineer train. Book a qualifying package by November 22, 2014 and receive up to a $1,200 credit per couple in added value. Customize your rail vacation with extra hotel nights, additional sightseeing tours, or a credit towards an Alaska cruise portion of a Rocky Mountaineer rail and cruise package. Vision Travel, vacations crafted by professionals. 250-412-1888.
A lunatic in a mask just tried to kill us.
How cool is that? I mean, it's scary, obviously, but how cool?
The creators of Wreck-It Ralph and Frozen are heading to San Francisco in this weekend's Big Hero 6. Get ready your robo adventure with Baymax and check out our interview with the Big Hero 6 cast on Cineplex.com.
We must confront the reality that nothing in our solar system can help us.
Matthew McConaughey takes a trip into space in this weekend's Interstellar. Enter into a wormhole of McConaughey's movie roles and take the McConaughey quiz now on Cineplex.com.
We are back. I'm Patty Mack. This is Lifestyle. And on the show today, we have Bob Molly. He's an author, a coach. He has speaking workshops. Bob, you travel all over the world. Tell us about the different destinations you get to and about the audiences and how they're impacted by what you have to teach them.
A great question, Patty. Probably one of the most interesting ones for me because I'm always interested. I do one-on-ones. I usually fly out. I did a little tour in August and Poland. I went to Germany and Sweden. And twice this month, I'm actually in Mexico. But one of the things that always... Interesting. We get caught up so many people, and I ask the simple question of what makes you happy? Mm-hmm. And that's the consistent one where people haven't really figured it out. And I want them, once they figure out what makes them happy, once you do it, I'm just, as simple and form as it may be, I just go wash, rinse, repeat, just keep doing it over and over again, right? And I dumb it down because I'm not that smart a guy either. So it's just, I make it real simple for me. I know I like to exercise every morning, so I get up at crazy hours in the morning and bike into town and go in Victoria here and work out. But that's one of the things that makes me happy, right, is just my workouts. So what kind of pleasures do you? And usually most of them are really simple ones, too.
And isn't that the thing in life? And I know your family and traveling is big for you. You know, it is pretty basic in life what makes us happy, but we often are so busy running around that we don't take the time to invest in ourselves that will make other people happy if we make sure we know what makes us happy first.
Big time. And once you establish what makes you happy, I just, like I said before, it's wash, rinse, repeat. And people kind of look at themselves in the mirror and what does make me happy? And there was a great kind of documentary, Happy. It's actually the movie.
I love that.
Yeah, the movie Happy, and it was a documentary, and a lot of people, I recommend it for them. And one of the things that, you know, there's kind of three common, you know, building blocks, as you say, Patty, that for happiness. And it's no surprise, and I get crowds when I do workshops and everything else. Because I really believe the best investment is in yourself. And people that, I need to invest in this. No, invest in the body, the mind, and, you know, the soul, right?
Yeah, and we don't have to accept, an okay life. We can have a great life.
I've been blessed so many times over. I pinched myself. I said I'm the luckiest person in the world to experience all these beautiful things in life, from three beautiful children, beautiful wife, and... got kids at three different universities and three different sports I get to follow around, and, you know, stepping up on an Olympic podium and experiencing that, to picking up a Grey Cup, to all kinds of things, and traveling the world wide at the same time at someone else's expense. I'm just going, please pinch myself. Am I still alive?
But, you know, I think, you know, no matter how you frame it, though, Bob, it's what you're saying is, you know, I know Joel Osteen, he talks about God-sized prayers, or people in the, you know, sort of the spiritual world talk about, you know, envision it or put it out there. And I think you have to sort of, whatever it is that works for you, you have to sort of name it, write it, put it out in the, put it out there, like you did with Gene Kaninsky, and you said it, and then it starts sort of happening.
The magic starts in when someone comes up to me. I remember even coming back, and people had, I'd set a goal and I'd tell it to people, and then it'd start happening. And then I'd go, do, 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 and it does. It just starts to happen. It just appears, right? And little incidences start happening. But for example, one of the things that doing the workshops, three things that make you happy, and a lot of people get away from it, is spending time with family and friends, right? It's the most enjoyable time. If I went to anybody and said, close your eyes, what's the best event you ever had? And I'll guarantee you, everyone will say I was either with family or friends, or maybe both, right?
Yeah.
And so they're not doing it solo. So why aren't you spending booking time with family and friends and stuff like that? So another one is service, helping other people. Where do we get the biggest kick? I open doors, do all kinds of little charity things, and I get a kick out of it. I love it, right?
And it comes back to you, Bob, right? When
you... It comes back in spades, and people come up and said, how come you're so lucky? And I just go out and help people. But one of the simple things, and the third one they talk about is for happiness, is in a, being in a state of constant learning. Mm-hmm. So for my example right now, right, I go to South America quite often speaking, so I told a crowd about a year, less than a year ago, I said, I'll learn Spanish and I'll speak to you in another year in Spanish. So I wake up every morning, I'm learning Spanish too, right?
That's so great. And I think that is so true, is don't ever think that, oh, I'm old and I can't learn. I'm just taking this senior's accreditation course for, you know, I think there's always so much exciting stuff out there, and get excited about life. And I know we'll talk about your Facebook and your website. You talked about people that complaining. I can't remember quite the quote, but people are, instead of being grateful, they're complaining all the time. It's our new sort of addiction.
Oh, yeah. Constant.
Yeah.
But it's just one of the things that I've noticed, especially if I get clients, and I kind of do a needs analysis of whether a client's going to be a fit for me or not, right? And as if I'm going to be a fit for them too, right? Mm-hmm. So when I have clients that email me and say, you know, would you take me on? I only take X amount of clients on a year. But you want it to be a fit. And if a person wants to be a negative person, right? Mm-hmm. That's really, to me, it's a simple thing, Patty. I dumb it down for me because I'm not that smart. But I make it real simple. I say that's a choice, right? Whether you exercise, whether you eat healthy, whether you get up in the morning, whether you kiss somebody, whether you're affectionate, whether you're nice, whether you're not nice, it's still a choice, right? Yeah. And one of the best things I ever learned in my life was, guess what? Life is all about choices, right? Once I found out I had a choice, I knew I could change anything, right? It's that simple to me. What's your choice, right?
So with the minutes we have left here, Bob, and if someone's listening right now and, you know, they're feeling lost, they're feeling down, what are some simple tips that they can start today to find some passion, to find some happiness, and to get a new path going?
Number one, we're finding research. That's a great question, Patty. And the number one thing people find that they have happiness, and the research shows it over and over again, is spending time with friends and family. So people that are close to you, right? And guess what we don't do? We end up spending this, we start chasing this dollar all the time, the almighty dollar. More money, more. And I'm actually kind of the opposite. Less is more for me. I don't need more stuff. I need less stuff, right? And I have happiness through that. And one of the biggest things I can recommend is always, this is from an Eastern philosophy. I had another mentor that was, I just absolutely learned so much from. And unfortunately, I lost him to cancer probably about 6 years ago. And he had taught an Eastern philosophy, and he went all over the world and studied Eastern philosophies. And one of the simplest terms he brought back to me, Bob, is he says, there's no evolution without shock. So until we have shock, we don't make changes in our life, right? And he taught me one word, and if I can say this out to the group, as you said, the one thing, he said the word relations. And I said, what do you mean by relations? Did you mean relationships? Or no, he said relations. I said, what does that mean? And he said to me, Patty, he said, it's the ability to create new relationships and make existing ones better. And I've never heard it said that way. It was like I wanted the tape recorder beside him, you know what I mean? And I just said, that sounds good. And he says, the best thing you can always do is always build new relationships and make your existing ones better. So if people want to be happier, the research shows it's spending time with friends and family. So go out and go make those relationships. And if they're not good relationships, just make them better, right?
And how do you, when, you know, people have challenges in friendships, relationships, or are shy at meeting people, how do they make them better if there are issues involved? Do you brush them under the carpet, or do you deal with them? Or, you know, what kind of coaching do you advise if people have had rough relationships?
Yeah, I'm the bad one. I'm the one that makes them address it right away, because putting it in the back shelf never helps, right? You got to deal with the elephant in the room, right? Mm-hmm. And it's such an easy thing, and I make more mistakes than anybody else in the world, but the words, I'm sorry, are never bad. Because what happened is possibly you offended somebody or anything, and I don't think your intentions were that way, but saying I'm sorry can sure go a long ways, right?
So if you're listening today, you know, get out there and say hi to someone. If you're at the gym or you're at the store, if you're lonely, you know, there are a lot of great people out there, and there's a lot of great service work you can do to meet people. Bob, if people want to know more about you or look on Facebook and Twitter, how do they get a hold of you?
Hold of me. Website, yes, www.bobmolley.com. And Molley is spelled M-O-L-L-E. That's my website where my speaking, consulting, workshops. Workshops is what I do most of across the planet. So, yeah, that's the biggest piece in the coaching part of it. But I think my biggest recommendation for people is start, get a place to start. I start a free thing. It's called a Monday Morning Motivator. And it's just a simple email on a simple idea that we do to all my clients all across the world. They get a simple reminder every morning, and it's free. And then not only that, but there's a newsletter too. And then I tell a story about a customer or a client that ran into some hardship, and here's how they dealt with it, and here's how we changed it.
Because we're more alike than we are different, and we all go through struggles. Bob Molley, it's fantastic to talk to you. You change people every day. You've changed Sheldon's life and ours for the better, and we thank you for that. Have a fantastic day.
Thank you very much. Okay. Really appreciate it. Thanks for your time.
You betcha. When we come back after the news, we're going to talk to Colin Baldwin, who is another guy from Mount Doug who is work at UVic and has a philanthropy project helping other people, giving back.
It's one of Vancouver Island's largest and most popular fairs, showcasing over 125 professional exhibitors under one roof. It's the 37th annual Creative Craft Fairs, on now through Sunday at Perks Rec Center. It's an extravaganza of arts, crafts, gourmet food, and demonstrations. Enter continuous draw prizes all weekend long. Admission is only $5.50, or get an event pass for $6 and go as often as you want. The 37th annual Creative Craft Fairs, on now at Perks Rec Center.
Choice is what living at a Revera retirement community is all about.
Should I take an art class or go for a walk with the girls?
You have the choice to do what you want, when you want. We have so many programs and activities to engage your body, mind, and soul. And of course, you can always just take it easy.
I think I'll relax with my book.
No wonder residents say, I should have done this years ago.
Join Revera the Kensington for a jazz festival on November 12th from 5 to 7 p.m. RSVP today at 477-1232.
This is Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070.
It's 1:30 and 10 degrees in Victoria. I'm Kevin Rich in the CFAX 1070 newsroom. A big award ceremony in about half an hour at Government House in Rockland. 56 young people from across the province will receive Silver Duke of Edinburgh Awards to recognize their volunteer services, recreation achievements, and work ethic. 13 communities from across the province are represented by all the students. A Friday night stabbing at a bus stop in Langley has left one man in hospital. Investigators say it was a random attack. They say the man was waiting for a bus when he was approached by a male and female. He was pepper sprayed, stabbed multiple times. While his attackers fled on foot, police deployed the canine unit to try and track them down, but they are still at large. The victim was taken to hospital with what RCMP say are non-life-threatening injuries. Quebec Provincial Police say a dive team has found the body of the conductor of a freight train whose lead locomotive plunged into a river. Spokesman Ronald McKenna says divers found the body Saturday morning inside the train's engine room. Iron Ore Company of Canada, which owns the train, identified him on Friday as Enric Gagnon, 45 years old. He had worked for the company since 1997. Parts of the train carried diesel fuel. It fell into the Moisey River in eastern Quebec on Thursday. McKenna says the investigation into the derailment continues. The train was made up of three locomotives and 240 empty cars. Another victim of that high school cafeteria shooting in Washington State 2 weeks ago has died of his injuries. That brings the death toll to five, including the shooter who took his own life. 15-year-old Andrew Freiberg, the cousin of teenage gunman Jalen Freiberg, died last night. A couple of big energy stories today. Months of hearings, on the proposed LNG pipeline in Northwest BC are set to get underway. The $40 billion project hasn't been finalized. The hearings could determine the project's future. And while he hasn't picked a date yet, Alberta Premier Jim Prentice says he's on his way to Washington soon to give a push to the proposed Keystone XL pipeline. Prentice says the U.S. may be more likely to approve the mega project now that the Republicans have control of both houses of Congress. The Republicans support the proposed pipeline, which would take Alberta oil sands bitumen to refineries in West Texas. On the eve of the 25th anniversary of the fall of West Berlin, or the Berlin Wall, I should say, former Soviet leader Mikhail Gorbachev says tensions between the major powers may be pushing everyone closer to a Cold War. The 83-year-old Nobel Peace Prize winner says the West, in particular the United States, gave into triumphalism after the collapse of the Soviet Union, and suggests Western sanctions imposed against senior Russian officials should be lifted. Several countries, including Canada, imposed the sanctions as a result of Russia's involvement in the crisis in the Ukraine.
Bravo Friday.
From the body temperature, I'd say the postmortem interval is 12 to 14 hours.
The crime drama that critics are calling fantastically creepy.
Cause of death? Asphyxiation.
Endlessly seductive.
Do you have any idea of the effect you have on men?
This was not his first murder.
Jamie Dornan.
I called you to say it's over.
Gillian Anderson.
It won't be over until I stop you.
The season premiere of The Fall, Friday at 7 on Bravo.
CFAX 1070 weather, increasing cloudiness this afternoon and a high near 11. We're getting close to that right now. Tonight, cloudy, rain beginning near midnight, the low of 8. Tomorrow, rain ending early in the morning, then clearing, becoming windy late in the morning. We can expect a high tomorrow of 13. Right now in Victoria, it's 10 degrees. I'm Kevin Rich. If it's happening, it's here. Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070.
When news breaks, Victoria counts on CFAX 1070.
Wind warnings in effect.
People trapped in their cars in the big potholes parked because of the fallen trees.
BC Hydro's busy trying to restore power to many areas this evening.
Now, the hardest hit areas include Souk and Langford west of Mill Stream. The power is out in many areas.
If it's happening, it's here. Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070. Now, Lifestyle with Patty Mack on CFAX 1070.
We are back, and I have another inspirational person to talk to. It was great talking to Bob Molly. Of course, he's does many things, but he does help it, and he coaches at Mount Doug. Colin Baldwin is a former Mount Doug graduate, and he's now at UVic, and he's a philanthropy chair. Hi, Colin. How are you?
Good, thanks. How are you? I'm excited to be on.
Well, it's great to have you on. Now, you were also a Mount Doug football player and many other things at Mount Doug, and I think it served you well. I know you have great parents. You're now at UVic, and I'm not surprised to see that you are again leading the charge. Tell us about how you were just voted in and what you are at UVic.
Well, I am a first-year student at UVic, and I am a pledge member of the UVic's Delta Kappa Epsilon fraternity. Mm-hmm. And so, and I also got recently voted the philanthropy chair of the pledge class.
That's amazing. That's so great.
Yeah, so it's like the first-year class is basically voted me philanthropy chair. And so as philanthropy chair, I get to run fundraisers to support local nonprofits and charities. And we wanted to do something, you know, really special and something that we were close to, and in particular something that I was really close to. And that's what we're doing right now. For
well,
the
let's
month
talk
of November.
About that in a second, Colin. First of all, tell me why you like to give back. And for a young person that maybe, you know, we often hear about young people, and you're doing such good things. And I know you've done this all along, so tell me why you've done it and some of the volunteer things that you have been doing before this.
You know, I just feel really lucky about, you know, the opportunities I've gotten in life so far. And I've had experience, especially at Mount Doug, of, you know, giving back to the community. I remember last year in particular, we did, we sponsored a meal, at Our Place Society. Mm-hmm. And that was a really, and so we also, and we hosted it. So we got to go, you know, make the food, serve the food. And, you know, it just, you can see, just sort of the benefit to the community. And I think it just makes the community a nicer place to be in when people are willing to give some of their time and willing to give some effort to, you know, helping others locally and, you know.
That's so great. And you're also a homework club volunteer?
I am, and that's I'm a homework club volunteer at the Intercultural Association, which is just an unbelievable nonprofit organization. I've been just so impressed by everybody there. Basically, they want to provide settlement services for immigrant newcomers. This includes English classes, employment services, and basically orientation to life in Victoria. And they're just really trying to welcome new people to what I think is one of the greatest places to live in the entire world.
Well, you are so right there. And, you know, it's wonderful that you're doing that to help people that are new. And I know that we gave furniture from my parents' house when they moved on. And, you know, there's big and small ways we can help. And the fact that you're this age in life and getting it is wonderful. Now, that is part of the reason you've got this fundraising coming up this month. So tell us a little bit about what you've got in store.
Well, it's called the Cupcakes for Kids fundraiser. And I work at Crumsby's Cupcake Cafe. I'm a barista there.
They're fantastic.
Yes, the cupcakes there are, I think, the best in the world. But you know, I might be a little biased. But so what Crumsby's is doing is just a fantastic thing. They're graciously supplying us with the cupcakes we need for the fundraiser. So we're going to go around selling cupcakes for the rest of the month and taking donations as well. And all that money is going to go towards, or is going to go to the Intercultural Association's youth group. So it'll specifically help the youth group that I am currently volunteering for. And so then the youth, right now, they do a great job. They have a lot of different programs, like the Youth Employment Training Program and the Homework Club. But they'd like to do more. And I think the people who work there really have a lot of great ideas. And I know they'll put the funds to fantastic youth. And so I'm really excited about that.
Okay, when we come back, Colin, we're going to take a short break. When we come back, you can tell us the details on how people can get those cupcakes. And congratulations, and that's wonderful of Crumsby's again to step up to that charge. Later on, we're also going to talk to Tara Gibson from Priority Time, Errand and Concierge about the Christmas holidays and stuff you can do to get on top of that. Maybe you want to buy, do something volunteer-wise or give back. I think Colin's got a great project. Maybe you want to do that and give that as a gift for Christmas. Back in 2 minutes.
When it comes to the upcoming municipal elections, count on CFAX 1070. Will it be the incumbent or will we have new blood? November 15th, special coverage starts at 8 p.m. Go to CFAX1070.com and check out the comprehensive CFAX candidate guide. Join us for up-to-the-minute coverage and interviews with your local winners on November 15th. Listen to your election headquarters.
Sponsored by Irwin Industries.
CFAX 1070. Now, CFAX 1070 Community Connection.
Brought to you by Fairway Markets.
Hi, Victoria. I'm Caitlin Livingston, letting you know what's going on around the area. Today, you can go to the 37th Annual Creative Craft Fair between now and 5 at Kirk's Rec Center. Come look at the outstanding Christmas art, crafts, and demonstrations. The fair offers over 125 artists presenting crafts, food, fine art, photography, clothing, glass art, jewelry, bath and beauty products, woodwork, and high-quality imports. And the 14th Annual Night of Lights is an amazing four-hour event at the 23rd, loaded with fabulous in-store discounts, TC treats, live entertainment, and a chance to win over 100 door prizes, including a grand prize trip for two to New York. Tickets to the event are currently available at Hillside Guest Services. That has been your Community Connections, brought to you by Fairway Market, fresh and local for over 51 years.
Fairway Markets has been fresh and local for over half a century, so come down and stock up during the final week of their 51st anniversary sale. Open your Fairway flyer and clip and save on Olymel sliced bacon, a 375-gram package, just $2.99 with coupon. Parquet margarine, a 3-pound package, just $1.99 with coupon. And you can enter to win one of 50 $50 Fairway Market gift cards. It's the final week of Fairway Market's 51st anniversary sale.
No club cards, no gimmicks, just great card-free pricing at Fairway Market.
Okay, weather, what are you going to throw at me today?
Clouds and perhaps some unseasonal hail.
Photocopier at work. What have you got for me?
Paper jam!
2007 Nissan Sentra, how are you holding up?
Actually, I'm all good.
Think of everything you face on a daily basis. Wouldn't it be nice if car troubles weren't one of them? Bring your car to Rand Automotive, where we believe in long-term care for our clients and their vehicles. Rand Automotive, where vehicles and relationships are maintained.
Enjoy Victoria, one bite and one sip at a time. In Good Taste with Kathy Macquarie, Saturdays at 2 on CFAX 1070.
We are back. I'm Patty Mack. You're listening to Lifestyle right here every Saturday from 1 to 2 on CFAX 1070. Colin Baldwin is joining us again in this segment, and he is a student at UVic. He was voted philanthropy chair, and they have a fundraiser going on right now for the Intercultural Association of Greater Victoria. And Crumbsby's Cupcake Cafe have donated the cupcakes. All you have to do is buy them, eat them, enjoy them, and you're supporting a great cause. So, Colin, how do people, when is it starting, and how do people buy the cupcakes?
Well, we've just started yesterday, mm-hmm. and we're pre-selling cupcakes for the next week, so up until the 14th. So we will be going door-to-door, selling cupcakes, basically. And there's six type of cupcakes that you can buy. There's double chocolate, salted caramel, toasted coconut, chocolate mint, lemon chiffon, and French vanilla. They're all incredible cupcakes, and we'll tell you more, hopefully, when we see you. The cupcakes cost $5 for a box of six, which is a very good deal. And there's three ways that you can purchase the cupcakes, or that you can have the cupcakes delivered to you.
Okay.
The first way is on Saturday, November 22nd. I will be delivering cupcakes all day.
Okay.
So you can give us your address and we'll drop the cupcakes off at you, or if you want to buy cupcakes for someone else, we will drop cupcakes off at their house.
Nice.
If you want, you can pick up. We will be on campus at UVic in front of the library on November 19th. So you can come pick up cupcakes on November 19th between 11 and 5. Or we're also selling gift cards. So these are little gift cards that we've made up. You can buy any amount of cupcakes as you want. And then you can take those cupcakes and redeem them at either of the two locations, either of the two Crumsby's Cupcake locations at any time. There's one in Oak Bay and one in Royal Oak.
That's a great idea too, right? Because then you can have those, and that's a great stocking stuffer.
Yeah, exactly. It'd be awesome. The cupcakes are incredible. My favorite part of my job is seeing the look on a kid's face when they get their cupcake. They're so excited. Sometimes they're jumping. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, and they have a great shop. If you haven't been to Crumsby's, it's very friendly for families, and some of the cupcakes are amazing and wonderful for them to give those away, because local business, it's tough to keep going in these times, and they're a great product, and to give back like that always comes back to people. So if people want to get a hold of you, Colin, or anybody regarding this, how would they do that?
Well, if they have any questions or if they want to order, they can contact me on my phone at 250-818-2415, mm-hmm. or they can send me an email at clnbldwn@uvic.ca.
And also, if any of you want cupcakes or gift cards, please contact me, lifestylewithpattymat.com, and I'm happy to set you up with Crumsby's or Colin and get that ordered for you, because they're usually, I think, $1.50 each, and so you're getting quite a good deal there. Colin, good luck with this. I know it's going to benefit many, and very proud of you.
Thank you very much, and I'm so happy to have been invited on. Thank you very much.
You bet, Colin. I'm sure we'll talk to you again real soon. Take care. Well, now we're going to shift gears quite a bit here, and we're now talking about the holidays coming up. And, just like Bob was saying, and Colin, it's always good to give back. So maybe make that the first thing that you do on your gift giving, whether it's a CFAX, Santa's Anonymous, or whatever your cause is, give back first and foremost. Joining me on this segment is Tara Gibson, who is with Priority, Time, Errand, and Concierge. How are you, Tara?
Good, thank you, Patty. Thanks for having me.
Well, it's a pleasure having you. And you do this for a living. You help people in their lives. And I was just thinking, with Christmas around the corner, and whether you have a big list, a small list, you want to enjoy the season and you don't want to stress out. So you kind of have some tips for us, because this is what you do. You help people in all kinds of ways. And we can get into that later. But where do you start kind of this time of year?
Well, I think that getting a head start definitely is a huge factor in reducing stress over the holiday season. The Christmas spirit seems to get lost in the frenzy,
yes,
of everything going on. I guess starting, there's getting out and starting early reduces stress by you're not battling traffic and parking, shopping crowds. You're getting through all your shopping before all your events and obligations start in December. You're going to see a lot more selection and be able to get what you're looking for and save disappointment when you're getting out there early and getting your shopping done.
And then you're also kind of not hit with that last week or two where the pocketbook takes a big hit and you haven't really accounted for that.
Exactly. I mean, some people start shopping in January just after Christmas because of the big clearance sales, and there's things out there that people see and can put away for a perfect gift for the following
year.
And
I say that every year, Tara, but I never do it, but it makes a lot of sense. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to talk about the list making, supporting local, and all the other ideas you have for getting us set for Christmas.
I'm John Montgomery, host of CTV's The Amazing Race Canada. We're looking for new teams for Season 3, and auditions are open right now.
Your last chance to apply is November 24th.
Apply at ctv.ca/TheAmazingRaceCanada.
Say hello to CTV Comedy Thursdays. With The Big Bang Theory, Canada's biggest show, plus The Millers, 2.5 Men, and The McCarthys. CTV Comedy Thursdays. Join the fun Thursday at 8 on CTV.
I'm a no-frills kind of guy, and if you ask me, it ain't about the sizzle, it's about the steak. That's why I invest with Great Pacific Mortgage.
Mortgage investments are about as exciting as a baked potato, but they're secure and consistent, with historical returns of 7% to investors quarter after quarter, no matter what the economy's doing.
Now, doesn't that make you appreciate the steak?
Call Great Pacific Mortgage and Investments. After all, it's your money. Historical returns are no guarantee of future returns. Investors are advised to read the offering memorandum prior to investing.
In real estate, unique is an overused word. Parkside at Royal Bay turns unique on its head. Winning gold in the 2014 Care Awards for Best New Subdivision, it is setting the new standard of living in the West Shore. Homes include natural gas ranges, fireplaces, heating systems, and barbecue connections. For comfort, convenience, and cost savings, natural gas from FortisBC makes luxury that much more affordable. Experience the unique standard of living at an open house every weekend from 2 to 4. Learn more at thenewstandard.ca.
Make your voice heard and put a stop to the uncontrolled spending at City Hall.
I was paying $1,600 a year in taxes, and if Lisa or Dean get in, I'm looking at over $2,600.
What about that Blue Bridge boondoggle? It's already $30 million over budget.
Hi, I'm Ida Chong. Elect me on November 15th, and I promise to freeze property tax rates and straighten out the mess at City Hall. It's time for a change for the Victoria we love.
Vote strong. Elect Chong.
Authorized by Bruce Hauser, financial agent at idachongvictoria.ca.
We are back. I'm Patty Mack. You're listening to Lifestyle here on CFAX 1070 every Saturday from 1 to 2. I'm talking to Tara from Priority Time Errand and Concierge. Oh, wouldn't you like that? Tara, what kind of stuff do you do with your business?
We do everything from, you know, personal shopping, grocery shopping, taking people to appointments, helping people pack up for a move, unpacking, house cleaning. You think of it, we do it.
Yes, please. That yeah. Sounds great. And this time of year, so how do you keep not being stressed when you're doing so much for other people?
Well, usually everything for me gets put on the back burner, so I'm one of those that is stressed getting my stuff done last minute.
Because you're calm and cool with everybody else. And that's one of the points that you made, is being okay with getting help. Explain how people should do that.
You know, we're all busy, and a lot of us don't value our time like we should. I really think that people need to be okay with delegating jobs to your kids and your husband or wife, you know, from wrapping to helping with Christmas cards. Have your kids do your Christmas cards, you know, to family members and whatnot. Making decorating a family activity. I know a lot of people like to do it specific ways, and they have their own way of doing it, but include your whole family. Get it done faster, and it's time well spent. You know, another idea, if you know someone says a friend is going to a store and you know you need something from there, maybe just ask them to pick it up. Hiring help, you know, there are organizations out there that offer personal shopping services at reasonable rates. You know, and they can help you with your holiday list from any of the things I've just mentioned, from, you know, wrapping to doing your Christmas cards, finding the perfect gift if you don't have time to sit down and think about what to get somebody. You know, you can tell your professional shoppers who you're buying for, and kind of they'll come up with some ideas for you and see what you think.
Right, because it doesn't come naturally to everybody. And like Bob Molly was saying previously, what matters most to people at the end of the day is family and friends. And we become martyrs running around like chickens with their head cut off, and we miss the reason for the season.
Exactly. We need to, we get caught up too much in the shopping obligations that we have little time to left to have a good time.
So yeah, totally. And that's what it's about. And, you know, you're talking about gifts and unique gifts and this kind of thing. Every year it gets harder. Say you have adult kids or whatever. Is it when you're looking for gifts for people that put you on this task, how do you not overthink it? Because you can spend a lot of time and not buy anything until the 24th if you overthink it too much. Where do you kind of draw the line?
I really like finding unique gifts in you know, small local shops. They don't carry as many items, but there's and less to choose from, but more unique gifts that people are going to appreciate. One idea that we have for a lot of people is, you know, most adults and seniors have everything that they need, and if they don't, they can buy it for themselves. We often recommend, you know, making a donation to a local charity or volunteering on behalf of, you know, someone that, that can't get out to do it themselves. Those gifts are really appreciated.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And when you're making a list, what does that look like for you?
Generally speaking, who am I buying for? What's my budget going to be on these people? Where do I need to go to get these items? That sort of thing. You want to know if you're buying them clothing, size, color that they like, so that you're not having to go back and forth to the store to, if they have a broad selection of colors that you can choose from. You want to know that before you head out into the
and have a budget, because sometimes you don't really, and then 50 becomes 100 and 200 and it gets carried away. How about when you bring it home? I always have this thing where the cupboard is so full of stuff, it's always like, oh my gosh, on the 24th it's like, now where do I start? How do you organize all your stuff?
I like to wrap it as I get it. I know some things I still am up at Christmas Eve wrapping, but a lot of the malls and stores will offer gift wrapping nowadays. So just get it done. I mean, a lot of people think that they want to do it themselves and will, but then you're stressing trying to get everything wrapped on time.
I know, I'm the crummy gift wrapper. My sister-in-law Jill's like amazing, right? So maybe if I get it gift wrapped, they'll be like blown away, and I'll just say, yeah, I did it.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's one of my favorite things to do, but I never have time for it.
Well, I think if you're a really good gift wrapper, it takes so long. And my friend Debbie's good too. And I think if you're fussy that way, it's sort of consuming, all consuming. If you start late, you're in big trouble, because you can't be like me who just, slaps and dabs it together and like my mom did, just put it out.
Yeah, exactly.
And so what local shops, what kind of shops are you seeing these days? What kind of cool presents this year are hot?
We haven't, I think a lot of people, again, are waiting, and we haven't done a ton of Christmas shopping yet, but, I was out today, and there's so many neat things out there. I found, a floating pool cooler for a fisherman. It's in the shape of a bob, and I don't know. It's endless. It's really fun to be out looking, but like myself, I haven't even got into it yet. Christmas seems to come earlier and earlier each year, and that's why we're left so unprepared and stressed over the holiday season.
Well, I think we want to make it kind of perfect, right? Like, a great experience and lots of good memories, and after it's all packaged up and gone, how much you spent or anything doesn't really matter. It's about that time you spent together.
Yeah, and that's what's really important, though, is spending that time with your family and not getting caught up in keeping up with the Joneses and all the hype of, the hottest gift of the season and getting that.
And Tara, if people want to get a hold of you, how do they do that?
I'm at, our phone number is 250-590-3001. Or info@prioritytime.ca.
Well, I think you've given us some great ideas. If you want to know more about any of my guests, including Tara, you can visit my website, lifestylewithpattymack.com. TJ, as always, thank you so much. All my guests on the show today, Tara, you've given great ideas to get calm, cool, enjoy your day. Bob, Molly, and Colin, you've helped us all get on the right track. Have a great weekend till we meet up again.